Angelique is here with us in the studio for an After Hours. Yes, a special After Hours interview, something you can't hear on the radio.
Ooh.
I know. Thank you for joining us here.
Thank you so much for having me, Carolyn. It's always a pleasure.
So we were talking about how you're going to be doing a lot in 2012.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's the tour, which is going to be start in Europe, and it's going to go to Brazil with the Mary Jane Girls.
Yes.
And you will be a Mary Jane Girl.
I will be a Mary Jane Girl.
Very wonderful.
Indeed.
One of three?
One of four.
Okay.
I had to count on my fingers. One, two, three. How many Mary Jane girls are there? Yeah, there's four.
Okay. And then you also have not one, but two CDs coming out this year.
Two CDs coming out this year.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. So you've got the live CD.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on this year, you're going to have brand new recorded music.
Brand new recorded music,
okay.
Which I'm really excited about. Some good stuff.
What's the name? Do you know the name on the live CD?
Angelique Live.
Angelique Live. It's memorable.
Right.
I think it'll work.
Right. That
won't
be easy.
And do you have a name yet for this new recorded?
Not yet, because I've recorded about 12 songs now. I anticipate recording about 30.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I've decided on which songs I'm actually going to use, that will kind of determine what the title will be.
Well, 30 fresh songs that are all yours.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You must be pretty prolific.
Well, I try to write a song every other day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I try to have at least 100 songs at the end of the year.
Wow.
Yeah.
A song every second day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. So do you have breakfast first? I mean, how do you...
Yeah, that's what I do. I get
really?
Up and some people get up and go to the office. I get up and go to the studio. And interestingly enough, my best songs have been the songs that I've dreamt. I've dreamt a melody and I've been able to train myself. When I hear something, even while I'm sleeping, I go, oh my goodness, that's a new song. Get up and record it. So I'll call myself on the telephone if I don't have my little mini recorder near me, or I'll get up and run to the piano and record it, something to make sure that
Fantastic.
I have it done. Yeah.
Fantastic. So you're taking aural notes as you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's cool.
Yeah. So let's talk about styles, because one of the things I so admire about your music is that you work in a wide variety of styles. You seem to be fearless. Nothing puts you off.
At all. Nothing at all.
Whether it's reggaeton or whether it's Caribbean sound, or you just go in all different directions. You do things that kind of have a Chinese undertone. I've
Absolutely.
Heard this. French, of course. You
of
sing
course.
In French. You speak French fluently, I think.
Yes, I do.
Yes, yes. Spanish as well?
Yes.
My God. A triple, quadruple linguistic threat, because you do a little Portuguese, too.
Yes, I do.
Yes,
I do. Yeah, yeah. Well, the last album was Around the World in a Groove, and so that's why I kind of wanted to touch on a whole bunch of different styles and, a whole bunch of different countries and their musical influences. And my first CD was more kind of a jazzy groove. I call it neo-soul with a touch of funk. And the next CD, studio recording, will go back to that neo-soul with a touch of funk kind of thing.
Wonderful.
But, of course, I'll add my languages because that's what I do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fantastic,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Can't
yeah.
wait to hear it.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one because I've got some good music, really good music, and it's catchy and, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Oh, you always have catchy melodies and things that hang in your head for days.
Hopefully. Yeah, so it should be fun. Yeah, I think people will like it.
Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So what is your process in the studio these days? With an international world, with an international setting, I mean, you obviously have a band that you work with in France. You have
right.
a band that you work with here.
Yes.
Do you combine them digitally? Do you record something when you're here and something when you're there? How do you coordinate that?
Actually, I do. When I'm here, I'm recording something, and when I'm there, I'm recording something. But with the live CD, I actually did combine. That was the first time I did that.
Interesting.
And it worked out really, really well because... my guitarist there is really, really proficient in Latin. And my guitarist here is more proficient in rock. So to combine those two styles in, you know, in the live CD is really interesting. It gives the songs a different flavor that I haven't, that I didn't accomplish when I recorded them in the studio. So that too should be interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it
should
be interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah. Well, you're always into something new and you're always combining things. You're always bringing new things to the party.
Always. And, you know, I think I mentioned this to you before, but when I was first, when I did my very first CD, and I had a couple of styles of music on it, and producers and people who had been in the business for such a long, long time said, you can't do that. That's not the way you do a record. All of your songs are supposed to sound the same. There's supposed to be a theme and all of these things. And I said, well, you know, if you think about it, when people listen to music, they might have a Frank Sinatra album in their collection. They might have a war collection. They might have all these different styles of music. So that means to me that they enjoy listening to different styles of music. So if I can give that to them and I enjoy it, why wouldn't I? So when I sold a lot of CDs as an indie, the producers are like, that's interesting. And it's interesting to see that a lot of the major artists are doing that now, mm-hmm. 10 years later, but
Angelique was here first.
Yes, I was there first. So, but it is interesting to see that, you know, when I first came up with that idea, they said, can't be done. People won't buy the record.
They do.
People do. Yeah. So, and they did. Yeah.
And they will.
And I hope they will continue. Yeah. So.
Absolutely. Well, everybody likes variety.
I think so.
Well, and anything that you as an artist have passion for comes right through.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I always like telling that story because I'm like, ha, Mr. Man who's been in the business for 25 years, ha, take that lashing.
That's right. Living well and succeeding is the best revenge.
That's the best.
Well, part of your tour, you're going to be going to Brazil.
Yes.
Have you been?
Oh, first time. Never.
Okay.
Never. So I'm really excited.
We're going to want the full report.
Absolutely. That one I'll tweet on.
Send pictures.
I will send pictures.
Yeah. It seems everybody down there is beautiful and fit.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's a little intimidating.
Yeah. Well, you have nothing to worry about.
Oh, well, we'll see.
No. Oh, if you haven't seen her, Angelique is toned to within an inch of her life. She's beautiful.
Well, you know, that reminds me with the Mary Jane girls. They're so sweet, but they also buy my costumes.
Really?
There's a reason.
Yes.
And the reason is they know the exact size that I'm supposed to be. And if I can't fit what has been bought, then there's a problem.
So
it's a very subtle way of saying, okay, this is your size. This is the size you are going to stay.
And is that a challenge? I've never known you to be anything but fit and gorgeous. You know?
Well, you know, it has. We've just gotten over the holidays.
Did you gain 4 ounces?
I feel like I've gained a lot because I haven't been exercising. Yeah. But, oh, boy, I was a bad girl. I was a very, very, very bad girl.
Well, how fun.
Yeah.
Any more badness you'd like to share with us? We're all
just cookies and cake and ice cream, potato chips, you name it. I did it.
That's right. Here at the confessional, you can tell all.
I was bad.
Oh.
I was a bad girl.
But ladies and gentlemen, she sings so good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in and joining with us today.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
Let us know when the new CD's out.
I most definitely will.
We will do something special.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, Angelique.
All righty.